We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Millions of Americans finance the home of their dreams with their help. They can help you too. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. We got the A-Team back together. Horowitz and Graceffo at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. You just heard John Fast during the update. I was watching the end here with, and what was it, you know, 43 seconds left when they were going to take the snap. Ohio State had the ball. They didn't have to go to the end zone. They still had a timeout left. And it looked like a broken route, miscommunication. And Clemson down 16-0. They move on to take on Joe Burrow and LSU. And what an unbelievable Saturday in the college football playoff. I know LSU-Oklahoma wasn't a game, but this Joe Burrow story, it's almost like it's fiction. That you can't believe that a guy who couldn't sniff the field for Ohio State, and he ends up at LSU, and they end up changing to the Saints offense from the NFL, and you look at what he's done this year. My Lord, his historic performance in Atlanta. He had 403 yards passing in the first half. Responsible for 8 TDs. My Lord. Wow. LSU's offense almost put up 700. They could have put up 1,000 if they went after it in the second half. Their defense is amazing. They look like an NFL team. Their defensive line is bigger than most NFL defensive lines, averaging 321. Next man up, they just got athletes. Joe Burrow just sits there with no pressure. That's the one thing that I'm looking at Lincoln Riley in Oklahoma, and you have got to bring the house. I get your hurting between suspensions and injuries, and you have no depth, but you cannot give Joe Burrow all that time to throw. You just can't. You have got to get after him. You have to. Take that chance. I mean, he was throwing dimes. If you're a Bengals fan, and here's a kid from Athens, Ohio, in Joe Burrow, in the Bengals, probably the Bengals and the Lions would be the only two teams, I might go down Jets lane, who could screw it up and not take Joe Burrow. And then the number two pick is Chase Young, who hasn't shown up for the last 2.5 games. I don't know if he's hurt. I don't know if he's not going 100% because he knows he could be the second overall pick in the NFL draft in April of 2020. But he's not the same cat that he was before that infamous 2-game suspension. Now, Michigan has a decent offensive line. Clemson has a solid offensive line. Teams game plan chip you, double team you, but and I saw him off the field on some plays, so I don't know if there's an injury that we don't know about. And we've seen guys not even show up and play in bowl games, and they were playing for a national championship in Ohio State, led 16-0, and they're going home? They won't be going to New Orleans? Because of Joe Burrow story, or hello, Mr. Heisman, one of the great Heisman speeches ever. LSU's the overall number one seed in the college football playoff, and they're going to get to go for the national championship in New Orleans, in their home state. It's almost like you expect Joe Burrow to win it all, except for Trevor Lawrence. Man. And are we seeing the next round of 5 years from now? Brady, Manning will be Burrow and Trevor Lawrence. The race to tank, unless there's some shocking deal where he leaves Clemson after winning what could be another national championship. And the XFL would throw in big money, but I doubt that would happen. Can you imagine the tanking process next year in the NFL to try and get Trevor Lawrence? Because nobody saw Burrow coming, okay? And at the end, there was so much jockeying with teams winning that the Bengals, you know, with the talent they have, Burrow's just the right fit. He is. And I'm not sure with Horowitz's Giants if Chase Young is this consensus number two pick right now. I don't know if it was effort. I don't know if it was playing quality opponents. Did you beat up on dog teams? But man, Clemson showed their speed and they adjusted. And that's when you get a quality staff, when they adjust. Like, there was nothing Oklahoma could do. The only thing I would have done is brought more heat. I mean that. I just would blitz the living daylights out of Joe Burrow. What do you have to lose? You were like a two-touchdown underdog. If you're OU, just go after him. That's it. Why sit there? There's this new fangled defensive scheme of rushing two or three and having everybody sit back. And I'm like, is that basically prevent defense? Oh, yeah. Hello, I'm Joe Burrow. I'm just going to throw ropes all day long. That was amazing. Joe Burrow. Well, what more can you say? It has to end with Joe Burrow holding up the trophy and as a national champion, and the people of Louisiana get blessed to have Drew Brees and Joe Burrow. It has to be him. It can't be. Again, I don't count out Trevor Lawrence and Dabo, but isn't it just destiny? Is this one of the great single seasons ever for any individual athlete? And it's not just about the individual numbers or trophies for Joe Burrow, but he does it with all the pressure. He just won the Heisman. This was the college football semifinal. Oklahoma, top four teams. Big stage. And the dude is humble. His speech about a food pantry that ended up, $200,000 comes pouring in to help the people in Athens, Ohio during the holidays. It's like, I need to know if he's not a hologram and this guy's fake. And I don't mean like he is everything you want in a quarterback and a son and a person and a teammate and somebody to cheer for. He is. And ironically, it's in the state of Louisiana, and it's like another Drew Brees. It really is. And the people of Louisiana, New Orleans fans, you got a homegrown head coach who right across the bayou. I mean, everyone's right across the bayou in Louisiana. They're talking about that during the broadcast. And you're like, it was surreal. And then I thought Sean McDonough and the broadcast crew brought it to light after the game started that the daughter-in-law of LSU offensive coordinator Steve Ensminger was one of five people killed in a plane crash in Lafayette, Louisiana on Saturday. Carly McCord, a sports reporter in Louisiana, also worked for ESPN, was one of the passengers in a private plane on their way to LSU's college football playoff semifinal. McCord's husband is Steven Ensminger Jr., the son of LSU's offensive coordinator, Steve Ensminger. Only one of the six passengers on the plane survived the crash. And Orgeron, the coach, issued a statement following the crash, sending his condolences to the Ensminger family and ensuring that one of his key assistants will be on the field during the game. And they didn't tell the team. Like Burrow said afterwards, he didn't know until afterwards. And that's what Ensminger wanted. So this, the storylines with LSU, it's like Clemson, okay, you've been there, done that. Okay, I get that. And Trevor Lawrence, I like Dabo. Trevor Lawrence will be a superstar. Ran more, had that unbelievable quarterback draw. And I'm telling you, that targeting penalty changed the game. Changed the game. Man, that was a good Saturday of football. Even Penn State Memphis was entertaining. Notre Dame Iowa State was a dog. I knew ND would blow him out. But Joe Burrow, and when they opened that season, no one, you know, LSU was there. They were talented, obviously. And it's not just Burrow. They are a flat-out complete team. Depth at running back, wide receiver, O-line, D-line, linebackers, corners, safeties, coaching. They're a fun team to watch. But Joe Burrow, I'm trying to think, somebody who just gave us this year where we never saw it coming. It was cool to hitch on for the ride because I'm not an LSU fan. I respect the program. But how can I not root for Joe Burrow the rest of his life? I mean that. How can I not cheer for Joe Burrow? How can you not pull for LSU in New Orleans on January 13th? They're given the extra week in between. I know that's not big news for those of you listening right now in South Carolina or Clemson alums across America listening on CBS Sports Radio. Horowitz, have you ever seen for a year? I know we've had baseball, we've had guys have unbelievable years, but at the college level where somebody gave us a year, one year, it wasn't like Burrow was a four-time All-American and a finished runner-up in the Heisman. I mean, this dude just was a third stringer at Ohio State and wasn't enough room and wanted to go play. I even heard Lincoln Riley, when he was at East Carolina, was the first guy to ever offer Burrow a scholarship out of Athens, Ohio. Have you seen anybody like this for one year? Well, who's the last person that comes to mind that wasn't on the radar? By the end of the year, they're almost a cult figure.
There's none that come to mind out of the blue like Joe Burrow did. I mean, everyone kind of walked into this year thinking that Trevor Lawrence was the guy, that he was going to be the undisputed king for the Heisman, and he almost became forgotten. And he certainly didn't have a season to sleep on. I mean, he's led his team to another national championship game, but we all forgot about Trevor Lawrence for the last 4 months because Joe Burrow took the sport by storm and capped it off today with 8 total touchdowns and 7 passing touchdowns in the first half. That's absurd.
And they weren't playing Oklahoma Tech. They were playing one of the top 4 teams in college football. Okay, this wasn't a Saturday night in Baton Rouge. This was, and I get Atlanta's SEC country, and I'm telling you, even before he won the Heisman, the video, Google it, anybody listening, that the LSU, media, football office, whoever sent out on his final night at home when the students lined out the tunnel and he's wearing the Burrow with the French spelling. And when he comes out, you need to hear the audio because they just there was no words. And I don't know what Baton Rouge holds, 75,000, I'll say, give or take, right? 75,000, 80, whatever it is. In the way they had the camera following him at a low angle looking up, and he's pointing to his jersey, and you hear this roar. And I'm thinking, this isn't a guy that spent 5 years in Baton Rouge. It's a movie. That's what it is. And you know what? I've been trying to figure out what it is. This year with Joe Burrow is a movie. Is a movie script. And it's not fiction. It's real. So who are you cheering for? Our first huge question of the night, now that we have Clemson and LSU on Monday night, January 13th, in Georgia. Or actually in New Orleans. LSU won in Georgia today, so we'll be at the Superdome in New Orleans. Who are you cheering for? And then the question I asked Horowitz, who else has splashed? Pros, we've had like Fernando Mania. You've had Mark the Bird Fidrich. You've had these, you know, one-year wonders where it goes beyond baseball. It goes beyond a sport where they just are, you know, we've had the NCAA tournament runs. So give me somebody who, I don't know if there's, and I've done sports talk for 28 straight years. I don't know if there's anybody that has, what was he? Was he 200-1 on the Heisman thing? I think so, his dad bet money on him. His dad bet like $5,000 on him or something I read on the Vegas boards before the season. So you can join in. We got Graceffo and Horowitz back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
Huge is America's voice on sports. This is the Saturday Night Huge Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Clemson still celebrating. Down 16-0. They get the pick in the end zone in the final 40 seconds, and they move on to face LSU in the title game on January 13th in New Orleans. Early line, LSU -3.5, a favorite, the over-under at 69.5 in the championship game for college football. Trevor Lawrence versus Joe Burrow. Our first huge question of the night, is there anybody in the course of 1 year that is even in the neighborhood, not just college sports, could be pro sports, you name it, who has just owned everything he or she touched in that 1 year? The only thing missing out from Burrow is hoisting that national championship trophy on Louisiana soil on Monday night, January 13th. And then who are you cheering for? Clemson? LSU? Boy, Ohio State blew that game. They just, you know, settled for too many field goals. They let Clemson hang around. I know it's a classic sports cliche, but they did. And you knew when it was still sitting on 16-0, that's just two touchdowns and two-point conversions. Man, Ohio State had some talent with Dobbins and Chase Young and Fields and a great offensive line, tack and defense. And they were up 16-0. Clemson could do nothing. And then a smart game plan from Dabo and his staff. They started to run Trevor Lawrence, and I'm thinking, okay, I understand RPO and running Lawrence, but it was the right move, and especially the QB sneak for the long touchdown. So join in 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. Let's roll out to the audience. Well, let's go to Jordan in Calgary, Alberta, listening in Canada. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, man. How's it going?
How you doing, buddy?
Good. So I think, you know, I get Joe Burrow and, you know, obviously, like, all the credit in the world for Joe Burrow winning the Heisman. He's been the best quarterback in the country this year, for sure. But honestly, I would still have Trevor Lawrence over Joe Burrow. But, man, because I don't know. I think Trevor Lawrence is honestly just a far better arm. And I think Trevor Lawrence is any good of an athlete as Joe Burrow. And, you know. But, you know, we'll see who ends up winning this, because to me, whoever ends up winning this, really, that's, I guess that's all that matters. But on to this game against Ohio State, I mean, I don't think anyone's going to argue that Trevor Lawrence played a great game. But he did enough, and when the game mattered the most, he outplayed Justin Fields. I mean, I'd say Fields, I'd say he outplayed Lawrence for most of the game, but I'd say Lawrence got it done when it mattered most. And not only that, but great quarterbacks figure out how to win. They took the passing game away from him, so he just figured it out with his legs and got it done with his legs.
Yeah, he sure did, Jordan. Thanks for listening in Calgary, Alberta. And Ohio State's targeting penalty and the roughing the punter were two big key penalties that Coach Day will remember maybe for the rest of his life. Steve in Baltimore, Maryland. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, Bill, how you doing?
Doing good, Steven.
Back to your point, I don't think maybe Kemba Walker in his NCAA tournament run in the Big East where he hit all the big shots that anybody ever in college come out like Burrow from nowhere. My only guy that I could think of was pro right here in Baltimore is I don't think anybody thought Lamar Jackson would have the year that he had this year. That's the only guy that I can think of, and I'll just listen to your response. Thanks.
Yeah, Steve, thanks a lot. That's why I love the audience, because I don't know everything. Sometimes I profess I do. But the emergence of Lamar Jackson to MVP, and he's going to get a huge marketing deal. He'll sign. He'll just offseason. He'll blow up like Mahomes did, right? That's a great point with Lamar Jackson. But Lamar was a Heisman Trophy winner coming out of college. But it was John Harbaugh making that commitment with Roman to really delve into the RPO even more with the quarterback running, even to the next level than what Reed was doing with Mahomes. Let's go to Nick in Mobile, Alabama. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, Bill. Good to hear from you, man.
So, how you doing, buddy?
Good. So, first thing, I got a comment on Alberta's comment saying he would take Lawrence over Burrow. So, yeah, on any given day, you know, Lawrence may have more talent this week against whoever he's playing. Next week, he might throw four interceptions. Burrow has the consistency that nobody's ever seen before, ever, in the history of college football. So you would have to take Burrow. Anybody would take Burrow 10 times out of 10 over Lawrence, I think, if you want to win. But to answer your question, there's only one person in recent memory that I can think about who would hold the candle to what Burrow did this year. Happens to be another SEC player from about 10 years ago or however long it was. Came out of nowhere, won the Heisman, won the national championship, went on to play professional ball, and his name is Cam Newton. I don't think anybody can trump that year that he had.
Right, and I think Burrow is trumping it. Well, we'll see what he does in the national title game. Nick, thanks for the call in Mobile, Alabama. Yeah, Newton. Newton and Lamar Jackson, you know, here in the first 10 minutes of taking calls, you now are going down that Burrow path on guys who just splashed, and it's so cool to watch. It really is. And they're all unique in their own different way, from Lamar Jackson to Cam Newton to Joe Burrow. Speed. And then with Newton, I remember what he did to Alabama on his own in the Iron Bowl, I think his final game, playing for the Eagles. You can join in 1-855-21 Auburn Tigers, or Tigers, War Eagle. There you go. I got to get my college nicknames correct. 1-855-212-4CBS if you want to join in. Huge question of the night. Who splashed? Lamar Jackson, Cam Newton are great comments. Who just had that 1 year that's even in the conversation with what Joe Burrow is still doing with LSU? 1-855-212-4CBS at Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. And Nick and Mobile just gave me a pretty good follow-up we'll hit for a while with the audience. If Trevor Lawrence was NFL draft eligible, if he was, because this will be a good debate. Would you take Lawrence one or Joe Burrow one if you're the Bengals? Think about that. I went 855-212-4CBS.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Huge Bill Simonson.
We are live across North America, something we do each and every Saturday night. We're all about huge opinions, yours and mine. The A-Team is producing the show back at CBS Sports Radio New York City. Graceffo and Horowitz. Horowitz told me that Graceffo was working the local WFAN show in New York City with Boomer Esiason and G Money, and they had breakfast delivered, and he did the math wrong on a $50 order and tipped a buck.
It was an accident.
I don't necessarily believe it's an accident. I think, you know, old habits die
the
hard.
The last time we ordered food, I tipped the guy $10.
Not your money, though.
It wasn't my money, right. But they told me to tip him $10, and I tipped him $10. This was an accident. They messed up Greg's order with the breakfast, so, you know.
Hit that delay button.
I did.
He's getting so worked up because he's being accused of being cheap.
We've all been down that road before. Like, you forget your cash or your wallet, and you're supposed to tip somebody, and you got to do the door close. Can I have my food? It was prepaid, like, on the credit card or the app, and they're standing there, and you're like, you feel like you're doing an episode of Impractical Jokers.
That is a classic bit where they're like, the tip isn't enough. Could you give me some more, you know? And then they keep, like, the look on the people's faces just like, I tipped you. And then, Sal goes, well, I'm not really satisfied with this tip.
Could you maybe throw a little bit more? I got kids to feed.
And he's like, oh, no, my boss handled the money. Well, is he coming back? Is he going to come downstairs and tip me? No.
Well, first off, those guys are so popular now. How can anybody buy, if they see those guys, how can they buy any of it, right? Are they using actors now?
I wonder that all the time. Like,
they're living off the people who don't know the show still somehow.
No, obviously, but who doesn't know the show at this point? They got a movie coming out. I think to myself all the time, how do they do this with people not recognizing them?
But that's why I think they're starting to do, like, the game shows, and they're doing their tour. And I think because so many people know them, you reach a point. Who are the guys that used to do the pranks?
Jackass?
Yeah, those guys. Yeah.
Punked, Bill, you thinking of?
Yeah, Punk, Jackass, and then those two were, after a while, you know, the character. Oh, what was the other one? Catfish, too? Was that the other one?
All these great MTV shows that you watch. Yeah.
I did like Cribs, though, when they showed, like, the homes of the rich and famous. I did like that.
Cribs is solid.
Yeah, I thought Cribs was awesome because it took you, you know, behind the scenes and, you know, sports stars.
What episode did they go to the huge estate? Did they ever do that?
Yeah, they went. They Palatial went there. They actually couldn't get in because they didn't have a gate code. What, do I live in a gated community?
Yeah, well, you know, just for fun, do you?
Yes, I do.
You do?
Yes, I do.
Bill, we got to make a trip up there. You know?
Yeah, hey. I think your photo's already up with security.
Really? Oh, come on. The guy with the unkempt hair can't get in the
What do they
community?
Call him? They call him George Washington for what he tips. I love you, Graceffo. You guys are... I said that I'm going to come out east next summer, and we're going to go golfing. We can go, you know, Jersey or whatever. We'll go golfing. We'll hang out, and it will be my treat on a weekend. I mean that.
I'm just going to randomly hit people's golf balls.
Well, that would be based. Did the delay actually work?
Yeah, it worked. We checked it. It's fine. Nobody knows what you're talking about.
Oh, I love you, Graceffo. Don't ever change. I swear to God.
It's too late to change now.
Don't even. You need, I've said this about you too. You guys need a show. You need a show. you know, like, Marash had a baby, and so he's taking another night off. Who's filling in for Marash tonight?
The great Rich Herrera from San Diego.
Oh, Rich Herrera. That's a good name from out there. Is that 93.7? No, it's Pittsburgh. Whatever. It's an FM sports station, right?
Yes.
In San Diego. He's a legend. You guys need a show. I don't. You two, there's some producers where you could rotate in, but you two together would be very entertaining. I mean that. I'll put in a word for you. I will, Graceffo, okay?
Thanks, Bill. I know your word with management is huge.
Oh, yeah. That's why I'm on midnight till 2 a.m. I got more pull than anybody. You want Rome? I did fill in for Tiki and Tyranny on Christmas Day, and I was shocked. I thought I was going to walk in, not have a call for 3 hours from 3 to 6 Eastern time. It was wall to wall. It was unbelievable. I couldn't believe that. And I think Tyranny, though, got mad that I was talking about his TV show. Have you seen the one he's hosting, Man vs. Bear?
Yeah, he's like wrestling a bear.
No, it's on Discovery Channel
on
Wednesday nights.
Wrestling a bear.
No, he's not wrestling. The Bears do, like, it's kind of like, remember the old school Superstars? It's kind of Superstars for Bears versus Man. Like, athletes do these drills and try and take on a bear. Tyranny does a great job hosting it from Tiki and Tyranny, which is heard on CBS Sports Radio. It's Wednesday nights, 9 p.m. on the Discovery Channel. I'm serious. These are grizzly bears versus men and women. It's a show that I think the bears kind of like circus bears. I feel you should put people out in the wild with like a necklace with fish on it and see if you can get across a river. That to me would be man or woman versus bear. Let's reset where we're at with Burrow putting on one of the most, I don't know if anybody's ever on that stage ever been better than he was against Oklahoma today, accounting for 8 touchdowns. So they're off to New Orleans, January 13th, college football national championship game. Ohio State was up 16-0 on Trevor Lawrence and Clemson, and Lawrence put that team on his back. They win 29-23. So we have two questions. Has anybody ever in 1 year span, and Lamar Jackson, Cam Newton's name have been brought up, ever captivated a sport like Burrow has and accomplished what he has? And the only thing missing now is the national championship. And then if Trevor Lawrence was draft eligible, he's not. A lot of people think he is. He's not until 2021. If you were the Bengals, would you take Lawrence or Burrow in April? Answer that at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Let's go to Brian in Minneapolis. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, Bill. Thank you for taking my call. And I will say this. As a former radio producer, my heart skipped many beats when you had to hit that button. Like, seriously.
We've all been down that road before, Brian.
We have. In answer to your two questions, first of all, in regards to Burrow versus Lawrence, I haven't seen much of Joe Burrow before tonight. I think both of them are fantastic. But let's not forget that Lawrence is, in fact, from Ohio, so there might be a little bit added pressure, especially in place like
Cincinnati. You mean Burrow's from Ohio. Lawrence is from Georgia.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, that's what I got backwards. So, yeah, Burrow's from Ohio, so there might be added pressure there. But I'd say he doesn't deserve the top spot, but you got to consider that, I think.
Well, Lawrence, and thank you, Brian, in Minneapolis, Lawrence won't be eligible until 2021. There has been some talk that when this season would end that the XFL might give him big money, but I don't think the XFL is spending any big money on any players. And he would leave school early, go play the XFL, and then go to the NFL one day, but he could wait a year because he's going to be the Burrow's the overall number one pick, unless Lawrence has a catastrophic injury. He's number one in the spring of 2021. Let's go to Elijah in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Huge. I appreciate you taking my call. The only thought that came to mind, and I think Burrow is about to kind of match, if not surpass that, but the only one that came to mind was 1999 with Warner, Kurt Warner and the Rams, and taking them to the Super Bowl, coming from, you know, arena football and NFL Europe, and coming out of nowhere, Trent Green goes down in the preseason, and he takes them to the Super Bowl, and they win against Tennessee. Now, if Burrow wins the national championship, that's the exact same kind of a thing, if not even more impressive. But that's the only one I could come up with.
That's cool. That the way Warner went from, you know, stocking shelves at a grocery store in Iowa to the greatest show on turf. Thank you so much, Elijah in Wisconsin. Robbie in Alabama, you're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Doing all right tonight?
Doing good, buddy.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you for having me on. First of all, I want to say concerning the tip thing, at least, you know, given the holidays, at least he didn't give him gum. Like Home Alone.
Good point, buddy. I got about 30 seconds. What's on your mind?
Yes, sir. So basically, I just want to say, you know, commenting on the games tonight, I'm a Bama fan, living in Bama, but I'm not one of those diehard, like, Bama all or nothing. I'm pro-SEC, so I am pulling for LSU to win it. I was really pulling for Ohio State tonight just because of the prominent program that they have, and they just haven't been in it, you know, here in a few years. And obviously, Bama, we're sick of Clemson, so anybody but them.
All right. Well, Robbie, I got to roll, buddy. Sorry to cut you off. I got to get to a network timeout. You can join us 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227 at Saturday Huge on Twitter.